Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. A lot of you are calling in now from the Coast to Coast show we did with George Norrie. That's great, on the bbsradio.com show. And this show, of course, is the 13th, Sunday the 13th. This is the day we turn our clocks back in a few minutes. And we'll continue on with some nice educational information here. By the way, that new Christos receptor is finished, and we'll get it up on the website in a few days. And we're looking for Dr. Bell. He'll show up in a minute somewhere. We know how he is.
So how many of you guys saw me speak last time anyway? I was here. A few of you. How many of you are in the UFO panel this morning? Oh, we got a repeat on the UFO panel group, huh? Well, my name is Fred Bell. And I've been hanging around this planet for a little while, not too long, but long enough. And I've been through quite a few different experiences. And I've been a contactee for a while. And I've been able to share some of my experiences with a few people that have been around me from time to time, wherein they could share some of the contact events when they were physical, which has always been fun. How many of you guys live up here anyway in Santa Fe? How many from Albuquerque? Anybody from Albuquerque? And how many from other places? Where are you guys from, the other places? Taos. Oh, a lot of Taos people, huh? Las Vegas. Okay. Cool. Is it still humming up there in Taos? Still got the sound? Some of you hear it and some of you don't, huh? Do you hear the sound up there? No, well, you guys are from Taos, right? Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were. Everybody from Taos, is there anybody from Taos not hear this sound? A couple of you don't, huh? Yeah, I don't know what it is either. I've heard a lot of explanations, but I haven't been up there to hear it myself. I do know that there are a lot of underground things up here because I spent a number of years coming and going out of Dulce when it was real active. How many of you guys have been up to Dulce, by the way? One person in the whole group? Two? Dulce's up by Farmington, Four Corners, Dulce, New Mexico. Yeah, with the Jicarilla group up there. They're a good bunch. Yeah, we were up there. We've had a lot of fun. I don't know how many. I heard the Grays aren't so active up there anymore, but they used to be very active. We used to go up there a lot and take film crews up there and film those things coming out of the ground. One night we were up there with I brought my truck up here and I brought some equipment. One of the things that the Pleiadians taught us to do in our technology, our systems technology, and I don't know if you've heard our music, but we got into sound with Semyasi a number of years ago. And one of the things that Semyasi, I asked her, you know, I says, why do you guys live 1,000 years? And, you know, we only live 100 or so, you know, and probably out of that, maybe 70 with real coherency, because we got 10 years to tune ourselves in and a couple of years to fade out, right? So you have 10 years of 10 experiences on this planet. Semyasi's comment was, you know, she kind of laughed and said, well, she says, you know, you guys had longevity on this planet, you know, several years ago. And you got to realize this is right after the explanation of about our solar system going around the Pleiades every 25,827.5 years, wherein we have 2,000-year periods where different levels are integral souls come in, meaning we're coming from a 2,000-year period of certain vibratory frequency of a soul that would incarnate here. And that last period that we're coming in out of, the Piscean Age, the integrity of the soul was such that they were believers. They were hung up in what's called the ring pass knot of the planet. The ring pass knot of the planet is an area that you incarnate within. You know, you're in your body, you're out of your body. You're in your body, you're out of your body. Until you learn these lessons. And that whole area, that whole arena in energy expression physically takes place somewhere around the solar system. But going around the Pleiades, we come into the area which becomes the next generation or higher frequency, which some call the precursing energy area to the photon belt, which the photon belt is nothing more than the excitation level of the consciousness bringing the astral to the physical. And so I asked her about that, and she says, well, you know, the Pisceans that were here before, represented the last 12,000 years of incarnating souls that were bound down, you know, basically in chains, you know, to this planet. And they were believers, so they set up all these religious things. All the religions were set up. She says, now the Aquarians are coming. They're believers. I mean, knowers. They're knowers. So knowers don't need an environmental report. They don't need a lot of things to know. They don't need a church to realize God, environmental report to realize that the planet is pretty, you know, out of balance. And she says, these are the kinds of things you got to know. But she says, 12,000 years ago, when we were backside, because we're looking at a 27,000-year period here, 12,000 years ago, as you entered this autumn that you went through of the last 12,000 years, in other words, we're going into the spring and the summer now of a really great millennium, but then we'll go around that and we'll come out. By the way, if you study, any of you ever study archaeology, you'll always find that civilizations rise and fall in 25,000-year periods. When David Niven, for example, was excavating Mexico, he found three different cities buried upon one another, each 25,000 years in age. This is normal archaeological findings. And she said, this last time around, the Greys were here during Atlantean times. And, you know, Poseidon, of course, was the capital of Atlantis. It was a couple of miles off the coast of Miami. And she said, you know, they had that scalar wave warfare over there. This is when the black priests had aligned themselves again with the Greys. Because the Greys were basically soul snatchers, as you probably know. And so, because they are a group over soul, and they're not individualized like we are. She says, then, if you remember your myths like Methuselah and those kind of guys, they lived 700-800 years. But because the Greys interfered with the genetics, and you allowed it to happen, that's how long you live now. You basically exist for 100 years. You come back and exist for 100 years, and you keep doing this until you finally get the picture that this is an existence, then you start to excel. So when they did that, when she was explaining all this to me, she was giving me this technology. And I have to say, you know, a lot of us, this technology that she brought forth, it's amazing how many people copy us in such a sorry way. I've seen so many products come in New Age on the markets, copying our stuff is ridiculous. And none of them really do what they're supposed to do. But that's another story. But it was just amazing. And I asked her about that. She says, this is the planet Earth. This is what they do here. You know, they mimic, you know, it's so funny. But they did give us a technology wherein we could start changing our DNA around so that it would function properly. You know, the human DNA, how many of you know how many chromosomes in human DNA? How many of you been watching the OJ soaps, first of all, to get your DNA lessons? Learn about your RFLP testing and all that stuff? How many of you watched it? No, be honest. Anybody watching the trial here? Nobody? A few? None of you seen the OJ trial, right? Not a one. A bunch of liars, that's what you are. Yeah, so we got liars in the audience, but that's okay, you know. Anyway, the human DNA has 46 base pairs per turn. And when I started studying on the Andromedans in 1989, because they started teaching about divine intervention, the lessons got a little bit harder, a little more harsh. And I don't know, this tape series came out. How many of you in here have listened to this tape series? No one. This is real good. It was 18 hours that was done in 1990 and 1991. This is when this was published and recorded. There's a second volume with this, with a video in it, that actually shows the crop circles being made. Now there's some new footage that we don't have, but we filmed it in Stonehenge Live, which is expanded upon now, of the same stuff that we did in 1991. In this, when I was talking in there, was the Iraqi War on January 15th of 91 was just starting. And I was having a very strong contact with the Andromedans. The Pleiadians were starting to recede, because the Pleiadians cannot interfere directly in human events, because they already had wars in their home worlds, and the problem that they're plagued with, the human race, is it's called auric stench. And the big thing that we're talking about now is auras. What we're educating people on now is auras, not about a big picture and saying all the psychic stuff. We're teaching people how to use their aura frequencies. It's very important to learn it and use it as a tool. It's one of the things we're talking about now a lot in our workshops. But anyway, in 91, we talked about, she said, for example, as you lose your this is Liara talking. As you lose your constitutional freedoms, the group FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Act, this is on the tape, will become very powerful through a series of earthquakes, floods, and fires. And living in Laguna Beach, I saw about all of it, you know. And she said, they'll make friends with the American public. And I had already explained in my previous talks, for those of you who don't know me very well, about how the Greys put implants in. For example, Stephen Whitney, who back in 85 and 84 in Austin, Texas, with two implants in his head, started going crazy, writing a diary, killed his wife, killed 14 people, until he was shot dead off a school tower in Austin, Texas. ABC made a nationwide movie called the Diary of a Killer, or The Diary of a Madman, which was on nationwide TV. And even in the movie, they admit that they found two alien objects in this guy's back of his brain. From that legislation, they legislated, and they started taking away the small arms, semi-automatic weapons that look like AR-15s. And as recently as the Timothy McVeigh bombing in Oklahoma City, more freedoms went away. I don't know if you guys watch C-SPAN or not, but watch things go away fast. Watch them go away real fast. And do you think they caught the real perpetrators of the Oklahoma City bombings? No way. An idiot could have pulled that off with people that were in the pawns that were there. And I asked Liara recently, I says, how can this happen? What's the deal with these militias? And she explained, you know, we're coming into this space now where you can't go to sleep at night and dream it away. You can't wish it away. You got to face it. The astral plane is crashing down on the physical plane. What's behind the astral plane? The mental plane. The physical plane consists of seven levels of consciousness. All these militia guys, for example, are looking. They're all paranoid. They're all saying, the government's out to get us. They're not talking about the steps sequentially of FEMA and legislation and terrorism and how that works. They aren't talking about 1991, how they tried to set up Saddam Hussein, who was a total jerk, but still he had no nuclear capability. But remember how they told you, stay away from the planes? Terrorists now might have briefcase nuclear bombs, right? And do you think in Oklahoma City that was fertilizer that blew down that building in half the neighborhood? It's called C4. Where does C4 come from? CIA. Think about what's going on. You don't realize how deep this programming is going on. And I talked to Liara about this stuff. And she says, America's not really waking up, but it has to wake up. And how many of you go to sleep at night and you have dreams in here? A few of you? All of you? Do you know when you go to sleep at night what the dreaming process is all about? What happens if you can't have those dreams? Why? Why can't you process? Anybody don't know? Anybody know? What are you processing? Did you know a serial killer, for example, doesn't dream? He comatoses? That's an M.O. of a serial killer. You all have auras in here, okay? Your auras combined in this room make the personality of this room. If you were in here as one human being in this room with an aura, and you were the only person in the only room on Earth, you'd have no personality. You'd have nothing to work against each other with. You'd be all by yourself. You'd be nothing, right? Then if I put another person in here, with that one person, there definitely would be some confrontation. And the backlash of that energy is called karma. If I put a third person in here, we'd have a trinity. And now we'd have a triune. With a triune, you can create past tense karma, time in past tense, called dharma. Dharma is what, if you don't get your feedback of dharma, that's why you go insane. If two people were in here and one of them died, the energy would go on to the astral plane. The astral plane is nothing more than a reservoir of karma and dharma. You'd be up on an astral plane, another person would have to come along, or maybe the first two people that were here would have to get pregnant, one of them. And that third person would come back again and be reincarnated again. And you could perpetuate that and have more and more souls come in. And out there somewhere, you could have oversouls creating more and more individual souls. And over a period of time, you could have a whole human race. 300 years ago, where were the 8 billion people that were on this planet? 300 years ago, there weren't even 1 billion people here on this planet. You ever think about that? Where the hell were they? So, you begin to understand about energy. And when this energy goes down into the planet, this planet receives that karma, receives that auric frequency of humans. And you have a summation frequency. The summation frequency could be of the karma of the individual souls in this room, or it could be the ones that are out there up driving up down the roads tonight getting crazy and shooting each other and having a good time and paying for it by going to jail in the morning, which is most of this planet, or we could call them the growth-resistant generation. And we could furthermore say that group out there, they have more power than you do, even though they're stupid. It doesn't matter. And their energy is hitting this planet, and this planet is amplifying that energy. And that energy is not really coexistent, nice, with the rest of the solar system. So, now we come around to Pleiades. We're coming out of this believer generation to the knower generation. We've got a higher frequency soul coming down into a sea of growth-resistant generation. These people won't tolerate that. But these people aren't stuck in the ring pass knots of the incarnating cycle of planet Earth. These people have been out there like Jonathan Livingston Seagull hanging out in different planes. And they want to bring back something of essence to the people that have paid their time in this tub, that have served their time in these thousands of lives that we have to go through, a million years of evolution, and they want to set you free. So they have to realize this is all going on at once. Meanwhile, as we move along, the vibratory frequency comes up. Vibratory frequency means that in your brain, you have neurons, you have hormones coming, stimulated by your chakra systems coming up to your brain. In your brain, these hormones are firing off synapses. These synapses are sending electrical pulses down through 72,000 nerve wires in your body. As you send this electricity through these axons, these nerves, there are magnetic fields at right angles. And magnetic fields at right angles vibrate at different frequencies. Depending on how conscious you are, will determine the frequency, vibratory frequency of the minerals in your body and the hormonal frequencies as they coexist, which gives you your consciousness. And some people, for example, are such a low frequency they can hardly see light around other people. They can hardly see light at all. These people usually illuminate themselves with neon lights all the time, you know, because that's all they can relate to. That's most cities, isn't it? Most businesses. They can hardly hear. Sound pollution becomes a rain in their midst. So these are the kinds of things that are going on now in light of this higher frequency coming. So what happens is you've got the Earth and Jupiter and Mars and all these different planets, and they line up, what's called the Jupiter effect. And as they line up to receive this higher enlightenment, because our sun is a G4 star, it receives a feedback. You know, during a certain time of alignment, for example, when there's a certain amount of anger, usually during a full moon, all this negativity is released in phase like a laser, and it goes down the center of the sun. It shoots off solar flares. Solar flares go off creating solar wind, and boom, you have earthquakes as it hits human consciousness. Because in solar wind, coming from solar flares, it's the exact same effect as the full moon is on most people. Your serotonin level, if you're not ready for it, rises beyond belief. And you get angry and you create more anger, which feeds more anger into the sun. And boom, more solar flares and more earth problems, i.e. earthquakes. By the way, the big one won't come to L.A. So just don't waste your time. Don't run from anything right now if you have any real power. Because you know, the Andromedans are the kind of people that when they come here, after the Pleiadians left, they're here now with what's called divine intervention. And they'll work with people that are strong enough to work with them. You know, we call them the Highway Patrol. Some people call them the Andromeda Federation, the Galactic Federation. They come under many names. They come very strong. They come very predictably, and they're very real. And they're coming into everything. They've already began to change the Anima Mundi frequencies of the Earth. And that's very important, because before you have your rapid eye movement sleep, your REM sleep, before you have that, you have to discharge. You ever wake up like you've been to sleep for an hour or so, and you notice you're all perspiring and sweaty, yet in the morning you wake up dry and cool? Well, your brain, when your first few hours of sleep, is going 80% of what, you know, more capacity. And your body's detoxing, getting ready for the astral experience, trying to clarify it. Because if your frequency is off, before you reach your REM sleep, you're going to have a nightmare, because you're going to be engaged with toxins when your aura shifts 13 feet from the basic frequency. I'll cover this stuff in detail in my workshop. I'm just showing you some of the things that go on in the body that you may not be aware of. So getting back to sound pollution, Sannyasi got us into sound, because sound pollution is one of the ways that you detox your body. You've got to start detoxing your body and getting clear, getting your cells clear, so that you can realize how the chromosomes in the body work. When you're born, you have 46 chromosomes, and you have 46 base pairs per turn, your DNA. Okay, that's when you're born, when you arrive here. That's what you had in Atlantis. You're now, before the fetus comes out of the human womb, your energy is being processed by the human placenta and the female. The placenta is the final filter. The DNA is spiraling up in frequency, meaning that you have a 39.5 centimeter intelligence energy field, of electromagnetic spectrum of microgenes and genes inside each cell in your body, that's getting heavier and heavier and stronger, reproducing more and more to create the final explosion to bring you into this world. But when that final explosion takes place, and you come out, you take your first breath and sever the umbilical cord, the base pairs per turn transmitted from your DNA goes to 34, meaning that when you take your first breath, you have lost 25% of your lifespan on this planet. If you read my tape series in 1991 when it was done, when you're 18 years old, it says in there, you have now 18 base pairs per turn. You have aged 50% by your 18th birthday. If you look out here, you'll see all the DHEA stuff. You'll see all the nutritional people starting to come online. A lot of the stuff illegal with the FDA, because the FDA is knowing that when your body gets to a certain age, you don't produce hormones like DHEA, and made them illegal. B15 was a vitamin that was made illegal. So you can go out here in this tent now and see all these products. They're coming on the market now. Some of them are not exactly legal, but they're there. Some of them work and some of them don't. But you start to realize where we were in 1991. This is 1995 going on 1996 with our biochemical programs, our products that we produced back then. Just to show you, I was talking about the imitation. And then when you're 50 years old, unless you've taken care of yourself, you're down to 6 base pairs per turn. That's all the DNA you've got. You've lost about 80% of your lifespan at 50. Now, you can turn this around, but this has to be realized. When you go to the doctor, you don't want the doctor to say, well, ma'am or sir, you've got cancer, but don't worry about it. Your grandmother had it, and it's hereditary in your family. It's a genetic weakness that you obviously inherited, so therefore, you got cancer. Bullshit, you know. Go into the doctor and say, you're going to live 200 years. Your father, you know, was a Pleiadian. This is great. You know, you've practiced these processes from other people, this higher consciousness. It's embedded in your genes. And that's the way you're going to turn it around. That's the only way you're going to turn it around. And what did Einstein say? Einstein said that great spirits are met with a violent opposition by mediocre minds. He also said the growth-resistant generation would have to die to get out of the way. Well, the Andromedans are basically here speeding up the process. And everywhere you look, you understand what's going on. You can see their influence with the process of what they're doing and how they're doing it. One of the things that I'd like to show you, for example, is a real working Pleiadian piece of technology that transmits energy down into the DNA that causes tremendous changes under the stress of probably right now, we're in this, even up here, maybe we're only breathing 250 poisons in this room versus this room in L.A. with 500. You know, maybe you only had a small amount of nitrites in your food today and a small amount of PCBs in your water this morning because you're a little bit further north. The fact is, you're getting hit with stuff all the time in so many different ways. Hopefully your bread wasn't nuked, you know, this morning when you had toast. Hopefully, you know, your potatoes weren't grown in radioactive ground. Hopefully you're not a mother on dairy products. If you're a mother that's pregnant on dairy products and you're in your ninth month of pregnancy and you've been eating lots of dairy products like you buy in the store, and you go from New Mexico to Arizona, you cross the state line, the FDA can arrest you for transporting a radioactive substance across the state line. That's a fact, strontium-90 in your breast milk. So hopefully you don't fit in all that, you know. If you do, it's okay because you can deal with it, and you can also deny it. And then you can if you deny it, then you can live in a stressful environment, and you can let the stress destroy you, and you can be paranoid and worry all the time. They're your choices. You know, we all have choices here. But there are ways to get away from it. Now, what I'd like to show you is something about DNA technology here. Can I get one volunteer up here? You want to come up? I've never muscle tested you, have I? Oh, good. Okay, what's your name? Okay, put your arm straight out now. No, this one here. Oh, she definitely doesn't know what's going on. I like this. Okay, put your arm forward. Okay, I'll make a fist. Okay, now when I push down, you resist, all right? Resist. Let me feel your strength. Let me feel it. Come on, be strong. You're stronger now. Come on, resist.
I am.
Oh, God, come on, April. No, you're not resisting.
I am.
Give me some strength. Now get a straight face. Okay, now we feel a little strength, okay? Okay, now what's this? That's got some skeletons on it, doesn't it? Yeah, it's a major poison. It's a glue. It's a very highly toxic glue. Okay? Now put your arm out. What you want to do is breathe it. You breathe glue. That's what you're a glue sniffer now. Okay, resist it. You smell it? Let's see what happens now. Nothing, right? Okay, now take a break. So hang on a second. She doesn't like the glue. Maybe somebody in the audience here. Do you guys want to try the glue? Is it strong? Is that a strong glue?
I used it.
You like that stuff, huh? Anybody want to take a big hit of this for a few minutes? Okay, put this on. It's all right to take a whiff, but I wouldn't recommend it for very long. You know, well, it depends on where you want to go. Maybe I recommend it for a long period of time then. Okay, now put that back up there. No, are you breathing it now? You smell it? Don't be afraid of it. It won't hurt you. Ready? Resist. Resist. That's pretty good for you. Try that again. You're doing good. Feel the difference? Mm-hmm. I sure feel it. She operates good on glue. Thanks, let me have that back. Anybody else want to try that? I'll do one more. Husband wants it? Okay, bring him up here. Got an aggressive group here. What's your name?
Steve.
Hi, Steve. You put your arm out. Now, you see the program, right?
Yeah.
Make a fist. Okay, now resist. Resist. Okay. Now try the glue. No, go ahead and breathe. No, not a whip. No, hold it up there. Keep it there. The arm same way. Now resist. 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 Is that it? I guess so. He's not doing it. No, we're not done yet. I like this. It's easier to do in clean air because the air is fairly clean up there. You get a note. He's like, whoa, wait a minute here. It's all right. You're going to survive. Now put your arm back out.
Yeah.
Breathe. Resist.
You're not pushing
down. No. Push. I'm going to push down. And resist. Resist. Resist.
Okay.
There you go. There it comes. Feel it. Feel that?
Yeah, but you're pushing this way instead of that way.
Well, put your arm back up. Now put your arm. Slow down. You're going way too fast here.
Okay.
Okay. Now put your arm straight up. I'm going to push it down.
Yeah.
Okay. Now resist when I push down. Watch. I'm going to lean on your arm. Feel that? That's me leaning on your arm. Okay, now put the glue up there. Same position. Now resist. Still me leaning on your arm. Thank you. Now, if you didn't notice that, you never will. He noticed it.
I don't know what I don't know the conclusion. Okay.
Anybody else have a conclusion? Works. You know, the receptor is something that we've had around since 81. We do is when you buy one of these things or get one of these things or one comes in your life, you need a muzzle test for the individual stone that you need. Because all the technology, like the receptor and a lot of these things, work off the fact that we're made up of oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, and carbon. Four gases in a solid. Okay, that and study any science book, that's where you start. The carbon atom is the shape of the pyramid. It has polarity. It has a male polarity, has a female polarity. Now, you can come up here for a second. Okay. Now, put your arm out just for a second. I'll show you how to take your arm the other way. Resist. Feel your strength. Pyramid on that way. Now, resist. More strength. Reverse the polarity. Put your arm up. Resist. Yeah. Sit down. Okay. That is, with a pyramid, in your carbon atom in your body, you're an octahedron. Okay, you have a pyramid like this, you got a pyramid like that. And around that goes these three other atoms. Okay? So you got two things going. And I'll show you right real quick the second thing that's going on. Just show a couple people in the front row and you guys can share. All of you rub your hands together and breathe. Okay, now pull your hands apart. Feel that tingling? Some of you feel it tremendously. Okay, now just a few people on the front row, when I bring this pyramid over, turn your hands up, palms up, feel it amplify it. Feel it? Yeah. Come to my workshop tomorrow, we'll get more into this, but I'm just giving you a little sensation now. Feel it? It's very obvious. See, this is your body. Your body is reproducing 50 million cells per second. Okay, that's every cell in your body. Your DNA is telling you by frequency, by spacing of the genes, and by spacing of the chromosomes, as far as I can go here because I'm running out of cord, the genetics are telling you that this is a liver cell, this is a heart cell. And the whole thing is regulated by what's called your immune system. And anything that you do is done to you hits your immune system first. For example, what's the first thing you would take if you were coming down with cold or getting sick? What's the first vitamin, nutritional thing, besides food, what would you put in your body? No, wrong. Yeah, what if it's a virus, you know, and you put C in there, you'll feed the damn thing because you forgot something. You forgot the intelligence. Your body is 5% mineral. How many have heard of homeopathic medicine, homeopathy? Your body is 5% mineral. It controls 95% of your metabolic functions. The first thing you put into your body is chromium. Okay? How many of you know it's chromium picolinate, up and coming in the health food industry? If you talk to a real serious AIDS patient, the first thing they tell you they take a lot of is chromium. Why? Because it builds helper T cells. It gives intelligence to the 10th cranial nerve, what's called a parasympathetic nervous network. Then you put in your body vitamin A. Vitamin A is important because it's a red frequency. Hydrogen atom is 7 frequencies, red through violet. Red is the will, works with a head center. You put vitamin A in. First you put chromium in to identify the intelligence, and then you've given it to the will. Now you put your vitamin C in, and it'll go to work for you in great magnitudes. And it'll work. It won't go ahead and feed the virus. Same thing if you have a viral infection. And one of the biggest problems now with viral infections is taking antibiotics. And that's been so abused. Because most people today take antibiotics for anything, and as a result, when Ebola comes along, or something that you really need the antibiotics to fight, you can't fight it anymore. So we have to go to nature's antibiotics. One of those things that we're developing right now as I speak is not just a normal colloidal silver, but one of super colloidal silver with certain herbs in it. Why do we have...
We'll see if that flips over to the other side. Not sure if it will or not. But we'll wait here a second. It takes a second for this machine to work. Be sure and check out the www.paradigm.com website for the posting of the new receptors that we made, one called the Christos, which is the newest one, which I've played with it a little bit. I never know what these things are going to do until I get feedback from people that use them. But in my own use, it really is an enhancing tool for deep meditation. So now we're waiting for this tape to either turn over or stop. And by the way, our phone number here is 1-800-729-2603. And then, of course, Steve Barish, he's available too. And you can call in to our radio show, which you're listening to now. During Thursdays, we have a live show because we have quite a bit of information available. So now I'm waiting to see if this thing is going to go ahead and turn it over myself, see if it's going to play the other way or not. Because a lot of these seminar tapes that I did were only recorded on one side, or you had to get a second tape. And in that case, we'll have to go through the archives and find the continuation to this tape. Although, I'm going to put another one on. If this one doesn't jump up and get going really quick, which I don't see anything coming up, so I'm going to fast forward it. See if there's anything on it at all. You never know.
Shape.
There we got some more.
It's called an octahedron when it has a bottom.
There you go.
It has 7 levels in the top, has 7 levels of energy in the bottom.
So we're continuing on.
The top is a male energy, the bottom is a female energy. If you were to look at the two of them in a design like this, and you compress it down like that, you start to see the familiar Star of David. And the thing is, as we rotate around the Pleiades, guess what? Pleiadians recognized that we had an ego problem on this planet, and females couldn't handle the energy, and males couldn't handle the female energy. So we have this huge homosexual inversion that goes on. Pleiadians sent females, the Andromedans sent females, because the male ego would be aggressive towards male extraterrestrial egos, would probably shoot them on sight, or lock them up, or do something to them. They sent those people to recognize that the female energy has to be dealt with. You have to educate your intelligence system into minerals into your body. And these are the kinds of things that these technologies have been teaching us. And they need to be taught in a clear and coherent manner. There's so many people out there that see this stuff, don't understand it, make a cheap imitation of it. It's starting to really bug me at this point because people don't understand what goes on. If you look at the nuclear receptor, you'll see 244 pyramids on it, some upside down, some right side up. If you were to take and build a grid structure with pyramids right side up and right side upside down, and you remember the energy as I tested on a few of these people, at some point the male and the female comes together. At that point, it comes together, it becomes a neutral zone. It has eight parallel universes. And as that energy enters that space within your consciousness or within the universe, that's called the effect of a scalar wave or radionics, which you might have heard of. There's so much stuff that's been, there's so many pieces of this technology that have been scattered all over this planet for the last 100 years. And so when, for example, with the receptor, when we test you for it, we look at the hydrogen atom, because there's seven levels of consciousness. You know, there's the highest, the egoic, the ethnic, the Vedanic, and you come all the way down into the intuitive, the mental, and then down to the astral and the physical. Each one of your bodies has seven hormone centers, seven endocrine glands in there. And each endocrine gland represents, with those hormones, your consciousness of those seven levels. And those have to be brought into balance, because the world is trying to destroy that. But the only way you can bring them into balance is go to the source. You know, Semyonsky said that a hormone is the first unit of biochemistry to possess consciousness. And she said a vitamin is the first unit of biochemistry to possess light. So go back to the light. And so when you go back to the light, that's the frequency the hydrogen atom is oscillating at around the carbon atom. And so we test you to find your weakest color. If people are weak in the thyroid, for example, that's a female energy. That'll be a green. It'll be an emerald stone that they would need. And when that energy is transmitted in there, it gets rid of all of the problems of ELF and electromagnetic waves. Electromagnetic waves are a phenomenon of disturbance way down here on the physical plane. They're not anything to worry about when you're dealing with your body as a light body at a previous higher frequency. Because when you get down to the electromagnetic frequency range and start treating your body there, you're just lost in a myriad of devices that don't mean anything. You've got to treat the light at the source. And then you can walk up to any nuclear reactor and process the energy. And I'll cover that tomorrow in my aura when we start talking about supercharging the aura, because this is what we're teaching now. And believe me, we do have graduates, and these graduates become very powerful, and they're not paranoid anymore. They become leaders in our society, and that's really important. There's so many things going on in the lower spectrums. You got to go back up in frequency and get a hold of it where it really comes into your body and understand it. Okay, I'm going to run out of time now, so Tim said I could go a few minutes over, so could I answer some questions? Because I've already gone over my limit, yeah. Would I talk about the intervention? A little bit. I'll only say that they've done a couple things. One, they've shifted, not the magnetic frequency of the Earth. Now, the Earth rotates on its magnetic field for every 4.5 million years, okay? There's not going to be a big pole shift. Forget it. It's BS. It's not going to happen. But if you have a unit of magnetism, you have one magnetic line, you have a perpendicular line of force. It's an etheric force that comes from the second and first ether. And Tibetans call it the anima mundi. And when you go to sleep at night, you need to align with that force. That force has been shifted by the Andromedas on this planet, not the magnetic field, but the force, the etheric field. That they can control. The other they won't interfere with. And that means something to you. You got to learn how to go with that shift. Another question. Yeah. Well, if you have a toxicity to chromium, you probably were not tested for organic chromium, number one. Okay? You probably had a toxic form. Chromium, for example, balances insulin levels. Chromium balances cholesterol levels. Chromium balances so many things on this. There's no one that's toxic to chromium. Why? Because you wouldn't be alive. Because chromium, how many of you have ever taken protein? All of you. And when you go to the health food store, it says lysine. Is that an R lysine or an L lysine? Which is it? L. Why? What does the L mean? Left. Right. It means lava rotary, not dextra rotary. If you put a protein in your body, it eventually will combine with itself and form a hormone. Okay, it'll go from protein to peptides to hormones. In the process of assimilation of a protein, your body has a mirror inside. How many of you have heard of the eight essential amino acids? Why do you need them? You can't assimilate protein without them, right? Why? Tell me why.
Pfizer is close enough to manufacture those amino acids from other.
Well, they're in there. Why can't the body manufacture them? It has to synthesize them, right? From what it comes in. The reason you have to have 8 essential amino acids, that this is handed down from the mother to the daughter or the son. This is coming from the mother and the father, but basically from the mother at birth. Because what happens is there are 8 sub-frequencies. When you get to the digestive process, wherein you've taken a piece of tomato, you eat a piece of tomato, what are you eating? You're eating tomato and arsenic. If you're eating a strawberry, you're eating a strawberry and bromine. Why? Because this is what they use for the chemical fertilizers, the chemicals that you use. You can name anything, unless it's grown super organically, it's going to have a poison latch to it. So what happens? You have to have the 8 essential amino acids. When you take something into your body, the 8 essential amino acids have a summation frequency, 3.58 megahertz, same frequency as this receptor. That sends a pulse out, an electronic pulse out to this glob of food that just came in. The process of sending this glob of this pulse out is called messenger RNA, ribonucleic acid, messenger ribonucleic acid. It goes over there and sees if this is lava rotary or dextro rotary. Dextro rotary would be a right spin, a poison, like chiari or cyanide or arsenic or bromine. That's right spin. The body is supposed to be able to tell the difference. The 8 essential amino acids generate a frequency to tell you that. Then if it's okay, boom, a connection is made, and the amino acid that just came in the body is disconnected from the chain, reversed its polarity, and brought over and reconnected now to the DNA to form a new cell. That's the process. Chromium is the intelligence carrier that's responsible for the clarity of the interpretation by the 8 amino acids if this is poison or not. Now, and then what happens is when you combine these proteins, you get hormones. Hormone is consciousness. Sexual hormones, sex. Vasopressin, mentality, clarity. So what happens when you have ELF? Why is ELF? Why are electromagnetic frequencies bad for you? What does it do to your body? Exactly, tell me. How many of you have anti-ELF devices in your house right now? Or things for magnetism and stuff that isn't got... Okay, what does it do? Why do you need it? What happens if you don't have it? It does. ELF's job is to confuse the amino acids so that the body will synthesize hormones that it shouldn't synthesize, and they become negative energy hormones, meaning that when they're triggered, instead of feeling euphoric or sexual or smart or meditative or godly, you feel violent. Violent. You want to go out and kill somebody. You want to strangle something. You want to kill yourself. You want to be self-destructive. Now, let's look at the personality of the world, and what do we have? We are poisoning this planet through our food chain with all these negative poisons, not only in everything that we grow, but every chemical you can name at the store, and then we nuke you with these ELF devices at home. Now do you start to see the picture? The human race is not just going crazy like now for no reason. It's not because we have too many people on the planet. This is a programmed Haig Kissinger depopulation policy at work. That's what this is when you wake up and realize that. Another question. Yeah. What are the grays up to now? Well, I don't know. They're just in there working the program as best they can. The grays are always there. They've been there for a long time. And they're just trying to get as strong as they can before they're discovered by the world. And it'll take some time because the world is getting nuked with all this food and all this food chain and poisoning and this hormone poisoning. The world is just getting more confused. Yeah, there's a lot of clarity out there, and people believe in this, and they believe in that, but that's the old Piscean energy. I don't see that many knowers acting like they know anything yet. I'm seeing a few pockets here and there. One of the things that I've been doing is working with groups internationally with systems technology. We've had to design entire systems to put in your house now because people get their house all wired wrong. I mean, the house is now a target. Started back when I was in the National Health Federation, I began to notice this when we developed a thing called a star orb. Back in the 70s, when I traveled 15 years around the U.S. with the Health Federation, these old people used to come up to me and say, well, I saw this government van, and they parked outside, and it was always usually an old single person. And this old lady or old guy, and they'd come up and they'd say, they're 70, 80 years old, and they're living by themselves. They'd say, I saw this antenna on this van, and they followed me around, and And now they're next door to me, and they're putting these vibes in my house, and I'm going crazy, and it's bothering me, and I feel weird and everything. I discounted that at first, but after 1,000 people that didn't know each other told me the same thing, then I started tuning in. I mean, then you start to realize maybe not all these people are that paranoid, and I began to see a similarity, and then I began to, and then I asked Sannyasi about it, and she says, yeah. She says, you finally woke up. Because Sannyasi would never tell me this is going to happen. She'd watch me befuddle myself with input from people, because I reached thousands of people and have for, God, since I was a kid, you know, because I did this at NASA. I used to lecture, you know, and teach astronauts and all this stuff, science. I've been teaching science when I was 6 years old. So I'm used to it. I get all this input. And she'd say, well, you got input on that. Now we'll explain to you what it is, you know. So that's how that came about. And that's how we began to develop some of the grid systems that we make to counteract the ELF stuff that we do. But I'll tell you right now, the grid systems that we make, you got to wire your house up. You just don't stick it in your, you know, one appliance into it. You've got to wire your whole house up to make it work. And I'll show you in my workshop how that goes. A lot of these things that they claim do all this stuff don't do anything, you know. Another question? I only got 2 more minutes. Yeah, way in the back. Yeah. Yeah. I can't much now, but basically, numbers have been assigned to parallel universes. And as we come through this, as some people call a photon belt, but I just call it more coherency on the mental plane, the mental plane comes down. There's 8 combinations that you can get. But you got to realize there's 4 good ones and there's 4 bad ones. For example, haunted houses are going to get more haunted now. Paranormal phenomena is going to amplify, because with these vents opening between the astral plane and the physical plane, it's going to be easier for the semi-blind, which most people are, to start seeing things and accepting. As the example I gave the cavemen in my thing up here earlier in the panel, where I said the caveman consciousness starts to amplify to unit consciousness. So you're going to see more exploding of negative energies as well as positive. And the idea is not get sucked up into the negative energies, unless you want to. Some people may want that. I don't know. Some people thrive on it. But it's better to be on the positive side where you can process a negative. But don't ever think that you're not going to, as a positive person, not process it. You can run away from it, and your female energy is going to go crazy, because your yin energy will just go out of control. You've got to process, but you process it with wisdom. And that makes you the creator. That brings the God consciousness within you. Okay, so there's ways around it, but you got to learn it step by step. The pyramids and the receptors and the nutrition, they're tools to work against tools that are being against you, but you got to heal yourselves. This doesn't heal. You heal. Vitamins don't heal. They just provide metabolism for your body to draw upon, you know, currents for the electricity to flow from. And that don't ever let that get out of sight. As soon as you get psyched up on a technology, your history to it, it becomes the ruler and you become the slave. So you have to realize these things. Yeah, last question. What's causing the astral and physical to merge is the fact that it has to merge. Life is a spiral. Life is a spiral. It's not an endless loop. And you have to integrate. You think that forever, what Christ said, you know, we have life more abundant. When a Pleiadian dies, they recognize the vibratory frequency of the imprint of the soul in the mother before it's incarnated. And no, like the Dalai Lama, when he predicts where he's going to be born, the Dalai Lama tells you, I'll be in the city. And so when he comes again, his monks go look for a 6-year-old child prodigy. That's Pleiadian technology brought here by the Rishis. That's coming. And this is part of how it comes, this technology, this process to our consciousness. Okay, I'm in booth 322, I believe. And we'll be doing a workshop tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the old dining room. I don't think we'll be serving food. I'm over past my time, and I want to thank you very much for being here.
Well, that pretty much finishes it up. We're down to 50 minutes, so we will close this show down here in a minute. And like I say, if you want to get a hold of us, call 1-800-729-2603, and you can also reach us at www.pyradyne.com, And you can also go to the Rays of Truth .tv website, which we do not run. We will be taking it over and register there. There's a lot of good information there, but it hasn't been updated very much like it's supposed to be, because the person that runs it, Marco Lutzer, doesn't seem to really keep up on his end of the partnership. So we will be taking that website over. Those of you that have had a problem, we apologize, and because that's a good site, and it's designed to extend the chapters of the Inside Track book. And so that's our show for Sunday night, the 13th. Don't forget to set your clocks back. Listen to our live show at you're already on at bbsradio.com. You can also go to YouTube and download the 2-3 hour show that we did with George Norrie on the 22nd of February 2011, which was a pretty good show. So it has a lot of information about, and then following that, two nights later was John Hall. So we were covering the topics of electronic harassment, and we've been able to help quite a few people since that show. So we'll talk to you next Thursday night. Be sure and call in. You guys are too bashful out there. Call in more. It's a lot cheaper than having me as a consultant, charging you $400 an hour or $150 an hour towards a product. It's free on the air, so that's what the show is for. So we'll be talking to you soon.